From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Music scenes come together for a variety of reasons. Most often, musicians and fans bond over a shared love of a particular kind of music. Sometimes, a scene grows out of a longing for home. That's the story behind the Davenport Zither Ensemble. As part of our homegrown music series, Alex Keefe of member station WVIK takes us to Iowa.
They gather every Saturday morning, just as the clock at the German-American Heritage Center cuckoos 10 times. There's a Lutheran minister, an English professor, one woman who keeps the books at a podiatrist's office. But for 2 hours every weekend, they are united by the zither.
Okay. Watch me.
At first glance, the instrument looks sort of like a deconstructed guitar. There's a fretboard with tuning keys and a wooden sound box with a hole in the middle. But there are a lot more strings, sometimes more than 40, that span the length of the instrument.
The melody's played on the fingerboard.
Alice Spencer's left hand works the frets just like a guitar, only her zither sits on a little table in front of her, like a school desk, and her right thumb plucks at the strings with what looks like a banjo pick. But what makes the zither truly German is the oompa produced by all of those strings.
I mean, there are a lot of oompas in German music, so that's why it was invented that way.
But as another member of the ensemble, Catherine Bodenbender, explains, convincing the fingers of the right hand to play that oompa, all while the right thumb is busy plucking out the melody, takes a bit of practice.
Da, 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 da. So you're having to play the bass with your fourth finger and then your accompaniment with your second and third finger. You know what you want to play, but the fingers don't always play it.
Bodenbender has been trying to play the zither with the ensemble since 2002. That's when it was formed, or reformed, by Don Okelman, a retired music teacher. Okelman says he was first inspired by a black-and-white photograph that now hangs in the Museum of the German-American Heritage Center.
Okay.
So this is the picture.
There is the picture up there.
And this is looks like a bunch of children posing with their zithers. Do we know how old that photograph is?
1885. It's close as we can come to it.
It's the Davenport Zither Club. By the end of the 19th century, Okelman says there were clubs like this wherever there were Germans. By 1913, some of them united and held a national zither congress in Davenport.
Any excuse to get together and have fun and drink beer.
But World War I sparked anti-German sentiment here in the U.S., and by 1918, the Iowa governor had issued a proclamation making it illegal to speak foreign languages in the state. Shar Getch-Blevins, a genealogist at the Heritage Center, says Davenport's Germans stopped getting together to play music.
If you were afraid of somebody catching you speaking German, you didn't go. And of course, shortly after that, Prohibition just did it in entirely.
Deprived of its beer and its language, German culture in Davenport began to fade, and all records of the original Davenport Zither Club peter out right around 1922. It took the movies to repopularize the zither. Its lilting swagger set the stage for the black market dealings of post-war Vienna and the 1949 film noir classic The Third Man with Orson Welles.
What the fella said. In Italy, for 30 years under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, and bloodshed, but they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love. They had 500 years of democracy and peace, and what did that produce? The cuckoo clock. So long, Holly.
The Harry Lime theme, named after Welles' character in the movie, spent 11 weeks atop the Billboard chart in 1950, and then it was deposed by someone named Nat King Cole, and America's love affair with the zither was over. But in many German-American households, people still got together around the zither. Catherine Bodenbender's mother emigrated from Germany nearly 80 years ago.
Her father played the zither. Her oldest brother, Hans, played the violin.
And they would all get together in their tiny apartment and play for the sheer enjoyment of playing.
And mother sang. And oftentimes people would stand in the hallways listening to the Shuka family playing their house music.
House music, or house music, is less a genre than a cultural phenomenon. Ask any member of the Davenport Zither Ensemble, like Bodenbender or Don Okelman, and they'll tell you that's the real reason they get together every Saturday morning.
The requirement for house music is love of music.
Everybody that had an instrument or knew how to yodel or dance, they'd meet together in people's homes.
And the idea is not perfection, it's to enjoy the music and enjoy the Gemütlichkeit, the camaraderie.
Catherine Bodenbender is still providing that camaraderie for her mother. At 103 years old, her memory isn't what it once was, but her singing voice is.
When I play something that she recognizes, she just joins right in and sings. And in my mind, she's back in that little family group, and she's hearing her dad. I mean, the idea the zither is being played is something so special to my mother.
Twice a year, the Davenport Zither Ensemble takes house music out of the house for formal concerts, sort of. Old men in suspenders and ladies in wide-brimmed hats fill the folding chairs in the aerobics room at the local YMCA. Once they take their seats, the members of the ensemble, dressed in white shirts and black bottoms, hunch intently over their zithers and begin to play. Smiles of recognition spread throughout the audience. The men tap their loafers. One woman even dances in her wheelchair. Everyone here is family, and everything is forgiven.
You're just as sweet to me as I can do to be. And we will try that once again.
There's some nervous laughter in the audience, but after all, this is house music. And besides, the second time around, the Davenport Zither Ensemble nails it.
Your lips were sweeter than julep when you wore that tulip, and I wore a big red rose.
For NPR News, I'm Alex Keefe.
You can hear more music from the Davenport Zither Ensemble and watch a scene from the zither-infused movie The Third Man at nprmusic.org.